Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Investing, Change Your Family's Financial Tree. I am your host, John, and today's episode is going to be about a power pod. But before we get into that, don't forget to hit that follow, subscribe, or notification bell so when we make new episodes, you will be notified. Well, without further ado, let's start digging into this power pod. Well, first and foremost, it is on WeFunder.com, and I make a ritual every morning to check out it on my laptop. So I make sure I check Republic.co and WeFunder.com. So when I see these startup companies, I can be the first on board to invest in them if I so choose to. But definitely, I think that is a good ritual to get into because sometimes these startups get filled up quick and the opportunity is lost until the next time you invest. So, for example, this round of investment, they are at right now, I believe, let me check here real quick. They are at $1,660,000. They're getting close to being almost sold out. And so this happens relatively quickly, and they are new businesses, so they are startups. They are incredibly risky, but the payoff can be huge. But let's dig into this. The founder is a young guy. His name is Nicholas Hodges, and I estimate him to be between 18 and 21. He currently works full-time for his startup company. And he has two part-time people working for him currently. But of course, with this round of funding that he is receiving, I'm sure he will have additional people working on the project. So it has a $8 million evaluation cap, and you can invest as little as $100. And to get a t-shirt, you have to invest $250. And basically, you have a choice of the saying, make the world a better place, or wind energy blows, whatever you are in the mood for on that t-shirt, which makes it a nice option for getting that. I like t-shirts, so I would invest $250 to get the t-shirt because I just like t-shirts. And it's nice to get something in the mail. So let's get into this this turbine. And so what it is it's like a pod. It's an energy a power pod, and it 360 degrees. If you go to WeFunder.com and check that out, 360 degrees is where it will collect wherever the air is blowing. So it requires air, it's not solar. And so basically the wind goes into these grooves, which turns an internal turbine, which then in fact produces electricity. That's really cool. The market is a $250 billion market right now. And there's projections that it'll be a $280 billion by 2027. So it is definitely going to be huge in the future. They do have a patent pending, and there's also no external movement. So it's incredibly user friendly as far as where you put it. So you can put it on a rooftop, or you can put it in your yard. They almost kind of look like a big, huge vase with grooves inside it where the wind goes up and moves that external turbine. And it actually looks like the top part could almost use or has the ability to add a solar collector in there. So probably if in the future they wanted to make another stage of it, they could probably put solar collectors around it and utilize it even more. But it is in the very early stages of development. So nearly 8,000 people have signed up. So when the power pod is ready for selling, he's already got basically pre-orders, which is kind of nice. But as soon as he finishes it, someone's going to buy it. And what's good about this power pod is there's no wind turbines that are way up in the air, and if something breaks or something, you have to take it back down. It just basically sits on your roof, or it can sit on your property, and as the wind is blowing, it will generate electricity, which is pretty neat. And when he first did his Kickstarter, in 48 hours, he had over $45,000 already collected, which was pretty outstanding. So, like I say, these startups, as far as the collection process for the funds, they go quick. So it's not something that you could, hey, I think maybe I'll think about it next week, or maybe I'll get back to it next month. Now, you see these, if you want to invest, you got to put the money down, you got to take action. And then the next time they go for another round of funding, which in most cases they do, then what happens is that you are going to get X amount of shares in the company. So to give you an example, because I'm always preaching this 3 to 5 year plan when you're doing these startup companies, I invested in a company called Digital Dreams. And so I got shares at 58 cents. And now they went for another round of funding. The company went up in valuation. And so now for every $100 that you invested, it'll be worth $345. So imagine if you'd put down $1,000, then you'd be up to $3,000, say $500, and so forth. So there is huge opportunities. And when I invested in Digital Dreams, it was last year. So I think it's only been like a year, and it's already producing great value. And so as time goes on, there's a potential for buyouts and so forth. So it's definitely something that you want to keep a portfolio on. I mean, that's exactly what I do. My goal is to have 100. I think I'm at 60 right now, something like that. Maybe I have more. I have to check. But it's also pretty neat, too, that you get emails from the founder, the owners of these startups, and they give you updates of where you're at or where they're at. And it's just pretty neat. So anyways, that's my episode for this week. Check out the PowerPod on WeFunder.com. I hope everybody had a great 4th of July. And you know what I like to say? Happy trails.